In Vermont, any residential property in which people sleep, excluding single-family homes, must meet fire codes and be inspected either by the state or by a municipality. In Burlington, code inspections are done by the city.
Twice as many as there were 4 years ago.
That's Code Inspection Officer Bill Ward. He says there are about 9,500 multi-unit dwellings in Burlington. Some are apartments or condos, others are hotels, and still others are rooming houses, where tenants share common spaces like kitchens and bathrooms. Ward used to be a policeman, so he's seen some devastating fires, especially in the winter, when access by firefighters can be difficult and hoses freeze up.
Those are the ones. I think there was one on Flynn Avenue several years ago that strikes me only because I was one of the first people on the scene with the firefighters and seeing the sheer devastation that went with it because it had smoldered for a while.
When Ward took over fire code enforcement in Burlington 3 years ago, there was a huge backlog of properties needing inspection. He says his five inspectors have caught up, so every rental unit is now examined every 3 years. State law requires hardwired, interconnected smoke detectors and carbon monoxide detectors. New buildings with rental units or public spaces must have sprinklers. But Burlington's fire safety ordinance is more demanding than state law. For example, indoor sofas may not be placed outdoors because they can attract careless smokers beyond the range of smoke detectors. And Ward says heating systems in public buildings, the number one cause of fire statewide, must also pass muster.
So your furnace has to have an inspection sticker, just like your car. Those heat tags verify that it's been inspected by a professional who has certified that it's not giving off carbon monoxide, it's operating within the normal manufacturer's specifications, and that inspection sticker is good for a 2-year period.
On this blistering hot day, Ward drives across town from his office to a rooming house in the Old North End. There he meets the landlord, Mark Cross, and fellow code inspector Kim Iannelli.
That's me.
I'm Bill Ward. How are you?
Cross rents 10 rooms in this rambling wooden building exclusively to men in recovery from addiction. This is a follow-up visit to check on whether code violations have been corrected. Cross points out a new railing leading up steps indoors. The old one was too narrow to grip easily. He's also installed several new smoke detectors as required by law. Sprinklers are optional in this old building, and he doesn't have them, but as Inspector Iannelli notes, the detectors are not all properly located or interconnected, so Cross will need to correct that if he doesn't want to be fined. A warning here, the detectors beep loudly when tested.
It's good that they work.
Well, that's what I was saying. At least for now,
right.
I should have them in here. I could leave them up, right? At least have a...
Yes. And these plates will be good to use to...
To
you can
stick
unscrew
on to
these
there.
So
right.
That way.
Okay.
So what we look for is an email from you so that we don't have to come back if it's tonight or tomorrow documenting what has been done and what you learned about.
For Burlington's larger real estate developers, smoke detectors are a minor expense in the overall budget. But for Cross, who does many building repairs himself, price is an issue when choosing equipment.
This is $55. This is $18.
Yep.
So believe me, if I can get away, you know, if I can use the smoke, because you were saying
yep.
that, you know, we just need the smoke
right.
detectors,
for
and
the
there's
bedrooms.
10 rooms here, you know,
yep.
at $18 a room is a little bit better than $55, you know.
So just but Cross is not the fighting outside, the inspectors. Like, in fact, saying goodbye, for now, in the parking lot, he thanks them.
It needs to be done. And I, you know, well, I'm more comfortable. I'm going to sleep better tonight, knowing that, you know, this stuff. Guys are safe, so no, it's a good thing.
There are hefty fines, up to $250 a day for repeat inspection visits. So in general, Inspector Bill Ward says corrections are made quickly, unless landlords choose to appeal, a rarity, he says. The cost of all this oversight is covered by fees paid by property owners. The first inspection is free, but subsequent visits are $75 each. Landlords must also satisfy inspectors from other agencies who look at things like plumbing and heating, electrical systems, access for emergency vehicles, and quality of construction.
We cannot do this unless we have the cooperation of the landlords and the property owners and property maintenance workers who work with us to make the unit safe.
And Ward says several city agencies share inspection information on a database. Prospective tenants can also view the permitting and inspection history of rental property on the city's website. Those city inspection reports tend to be much more detailed than the often handwritten notes filed by state fire inspectors covering smaller communities throughout Vermont. But even though Burlington has beefed up its code enforcement, fires do happen. According to state records, in 2010, there were 90 structure fires in Burlington. In 2012, there were 109. Ward says his aim is to make sure that all tenants are warned in time to get out of harm's way. For VPR News, I'm Charlotte Albright.